You seem somewhat normal.
Thank you for saying that. Oh. Everyone agreed that I was the normal one in my cell block at the women's prison, so...
Oh, well. Which prison? Maybe you know my wife.
Schitt's Creek fans, welcome to another episode of Shits and Giggles. We're a Schitt's Creek podcast where every other week we talk about a different episode of the series, and we're going through the whole series in chronological order. I'm one of your two hosts. My name is Paul McCambridge, and with me, as always, is my lovely wife, Carla. Carla, how are you?
I'm good. Do you have that written down or just memorized?
Wait. You mean the whole thing? You're like, I wouldn't remember your name.
Well, I hope you remember my name.
I don't have it written down.
Oh, did you in the beginning?
No.
Oh, wow. You're very good. That's because you start both of your podcasts in a similar manner.
I have to.
Or else you'd mess up.
Yeah. No, there's no... But okay. Also, it makes it confusing. Like, I have to sometimes, before I start, remind myself...
Oh, wow.
Just mentally what I'm going to say.
Oh.
That's
your prep. Your prep work.
Part of the problem is that they are so similar.
Part of the problem. Okay.
That's the only problem. here we are back to talk about more Schitt's Creek.
We're moving on through season five slowly but
we're
surely.
Settled into season five.
I don't think we're settled in yet at episode three. I think settled in is like halfway through.
Wait, no.
Yeah.
By then, you're totally settled. Like, you're not,
right.
I don't know.
Okay.
We could keep arguing about this for a while.
I don't know. Yeah.
I do want to bring up, we had some great feedback from listeners after our last episode. Some people agreed with us about our robbery assessments.
Okay. Yes.
Other people did not agree with us. Other people said it was quite clear that he did not have a gun or anything like that, and they should not have... reacted the way that they did, which I fair. I'm gonna.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't. I just. Yeah. As we said, I don't know that I would challenge somebody if I wasn't quite sure.
No. Definitely.
And I don't know that David could take someone if he called him out on not having a gun and he really did.
No, and
or Stevie.
I don't think Stevie would be much help. Stevie was ready to just walk out the back of the store.
Oh, totally.
In the first place.
Yeah.
So, no, and it was nice. There was a listener who reached out to us on Instagram and said, we're really, really hard on Patrick and that it's not, I mean, not
but then
that it's,
I also saw some people were agreeing, like, yeah he wasn't kind to them in this episode.
Right.
He was a little hard on them.
It was
in
more
light
of
what
an
happened.
Overall, like, maybe take it easy on Patrick a little bit. And I totally get it. And the thing that he brought up is that, you know, I think this is something that other people talk about too.
Mm-hmm.
And that he just felt it's a shame because this is one of the few like prominent gay relationships on TV. And it is just a shame that this one character does get kind of dragged through the mud by certain people. And we're two of those people.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know. I just... It's a relationship, and I just feel like in any relationship, regardless, there needs to be some kindness shown by all parties.
All right, okay.
And sometimes I just don't get the whole kindness vibe from him all the time. Deep down, yes, I think he's a good person, and I think he's good for David. But I just think sometimes he has a little too much fun poking at David.
Yes.
That's all, as we've said before.
Right. Yes.
So, you know.
And I agree. Here's what I will say. I don't think this is me buckling to the pressure of listeners where I don't think I have anything bad to say about Patrick for this entire episode coming up.
Yeah. No, I don't really think I do either. Yeah.
All right.
I'll have to look and see as we keep watching.
I'll have to make stuff up as we go.
No, I know. I would never make stuff up
kidding.
If it's not there.
Yes.
I just feel like sometimes it's there. And again, I've said before, my loyalty will always be with David.
Right.
I don't want to see him get hurt because he doesn't get hurt.
Right.
Like clearly this is a good thing for him, but... he's fragile. And
I don't think we ever brought this up I think we sort of skirted around it. And I don't think I'm saying anything that you don't agree with. And I don't want to bring our personal lives into the show a whole lot. But I think we know someone who is maybe more of a David and then someone else who came into this person's life who was more of a Patrick. And everybody from the outside, there were a lot of people that said that's good for him. It turned out not to be good. Like, and maybe maybe you don't see it this way, but it is something I honestly think about.
Yeah, maybe that's a little bit of it that, you know, we sort of have. No, I could see that. We certainly, and this, you know, it's not us. We're not talking about our own relationship.
No. Right. Yes. No one's ever said we're good for each other.
Oh, God, no. 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 If anything, we avoid each other at all costs.
Yep. This is our special time together.
This is the most time we spend together. Right.
In the closet, door closed.
Right, yeah. So, or door open.
Right, yeah. So let's, that'll be our transition, our seamless transition into the episode here. Oh, we also got some more listener feedback and reviews and ratings.
And they all said a big thumbs down.
No. Okay. One was really great. I think the person did leave us 5 stars, which is a positive review. But even in the review, they said something like, I like listening to them try and figure out things that seem obvious to me, but it's the enjoyment of the show or the purpose of the show. Yeah, so I really like that, and that's really nice. So give us 5 stars and then be as honest as you want in your review. That's what I'm going to say.
Okay.
So this episode that we're talking about is the 3rd episode of season 5, The Plant. Original air date is January 22nd of 2019. Now, we have a first-time director, new director, Jordan Canning. Mm-hmm. And this is the first of 7 episodes by her this season. Just this season. I don't know. Oh. I didn't really look ahead, but gotcha. I mean, what do we have left? 8, 9, maybe 10? I guess
usually there's 13?
Yeah, we probably have about 10 left. But that's a huge chunk of this season directed by her. She rose to prominence with the 2014 film We Were Wolves, followed up by a 2017 film Suck It Up. And both movies deal with two characters like dealing with the death of someone close to them. I did see We Were Wolves, and it's very good.
Oh, okay.
So I will say that. After that, she moved into TV directing and directed 23 episodes of a show called Space Raiders Division Earth. Don't know.
Okay.
Sounds sci-fi, maybe.
Yeah.
And that was before she got this Schitt's Creek gig. And since then, she's done directed more TV shows like Baroness Von Sketch Show and the Fraggle Rock reboot.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
And did that ever even happen? I guess it did.
It did.
Oh.
It is. I think it's happening now.
Oh, okay.
I
remember talking about it before.
Yeah.
No.
But I see ads for it. You know, we go into Amazon or wherever it is. I'm not sure. And she's currently working on a series called The Lake.
All right.
So there we go. So we'll be spending some time with Jordan this season and into next season as well. So this episode is written by Rupinder Gill. We've talked about her before. This is the 3rd episode. I thought she did more. I'm surprised there were only 2 episodes where her name was mentioned before.
I don't know. I feel like you are able to better keep track of all these names since you're kind of researching and adding them into your notes. I just show up.
Okay.
So, well, I do. I mean, it's hard for me to necessarily keep track, like, wow, it's surprising, or I thought this person would be more, or this person's been around a lot. The names always sound familiar to me, but I'm not
doing a good job of keeping track in that I didn't know how many episodes. But she will write 3 more episodes this season, and then, she's out, gone. But I think that this is kind of important because this is the first episode of this entire series where we have both a female director and writer.
Mm.
And I don't want to spoil my thoughts. Best episode of season 5 so far, I think.
Oh, I think you did just spoil your thoughts a little bit.
Oh, all right. Listeners, pretend you didn't hear that.
Okay.
Or maybe I'm just joking with everyone. All right, so let's get into this episode. And already I have a question.
Oh, okay.
How how is Alexis allowing Roland to lay on her bed?
Oh.
Like, he's got shoes on and everything. I am shocked by that.
I didn't even make note of that, but yeah, it totally makes sense.
Yeah, I saw the still online, like I used it on Instagram, and Alexis isn't in it. And somebody wrote, how is Alexis allowing this to happen?
Yeah.
And until I watched the episode, I kind of forgot that
they were having a meeting. Yeah, that's a legit question.
Yeah.
Yep.
So they're all, it's like an...
They're having like a little team meeting.
Yeah, like a team meeting. Yeah. But since Alexis is their brand...
Manager.
Sort of,
yeah.
She's sort of running this meeting.
Yeah.
Because she's caught wind of the fact that a travel blogger, I'm going to say...
A VIP guest.
Famous travel blogger.
I guess, yeah.
Yes, VIP guest, Amir Kaplan.
Yes.
I think we get his full name,
yep.
right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that he's coming and they need to make quite the impression.
Right. Yes. Yeah, because Roland said he figured his best impression would be to invite him for dinner because Jocelyn's making her pot roast.
Right.
Yeah.
But he would have to be responsible for bringing sides.
Right.
And
yeah.
wine.
Yeah.
And something for the home.
Yeah.
Not too big, but just something.
Right.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
You know what's funny, though? It makes sense. That's Roland's plan with everyone.
Oh, totally.
He invited the roses, the other guy who's going to buy the town.
Yes.
Like, that kind of is their thing.
Uh-huh. Yeah, which is nice.
No. Very nice.
Yeah.
Very hospitable.
Yep. Yeah, but apparently Amir's travel blog is called The Road Less Traveled. So he kind of goes out and, like, visits these sort of, like, off-the-beaten-path
I think
kind
that's
of,
the term that Alexis
motels.
Used.
Yep.
Oh, someone also said that, I don't know if it was last episode or the one before, I constantly said... Alexa, and their Alexa kept going off.
Oh.
Because I guess that's what they were listening to the podcast on.
Oh.
I guess I forgot one of the main characters' names through the entire episode.
I think sometimes, I've heard people say that even when watching the show, their Alexa will go off.
Oh,
so
wow.
I don't think you were saying Alexa. I think it just picks up the Alexa part,
right. Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, people have said that always, that if they're just watching the show... Where obviously they're not saying Alexa, it will go off.
I started thinking I was just saying it. Maybe I wasn't.
I'm pretty sure I would have called you out on that if you were
okay.
doing that.
All
so
right. Well,
I'm pretty
we
sure
just
I would have been like, what are you doing?
Well, just in that conversation, we made this person's device
totally.
To be unnamed go off multiple times.
Yeah.
So we apologize for that.
Yeah.
So Roland has an... No, not sorry, not Roland.
Johnny
has an idea. It's a great plan.
Oh, it's a Rose Video idea.
Mm-hmm. And I love how when he brings up Rose Video, Roland is like, all right, I need to... He almost like takes a break, meaning that Johnny must constantly talk about Rose Video.
Oh,
during,
yeah.
I'm sure during all their business meetings and all of that. We don't see it, but Roland is kind of tired of it.
Uh-huh, yeah. But yeah, do you want to talk about Johnny's plan?
Well, it's to hire actors, to bring people in as actors to really play up the brand or sell people on it or sell people how nice the experience, I guess, of this video store was.
I guess,
but
yeah.
He wants to apply the same idea, the same concept to the motel.
Actors in as plants. Do we ever even say that this is season 5, episode 3, The Plant?
Yes,
I don't even remember if we said the name.
Yes.
Okay. I didn't remember that.
Yep.
That's because I was wondering if you'd written it all down.
No. And it's all about this, not a physical plant.
Of course.
But the, okay.
I think everybody knows
that. Oh, okay. All right, great.
Yeah. So Alexis suggests that Stevie should be the plant.
Right.
Because she really just looks like someone who's just wandered in off the road.
Mm-hmm. It's a great line.
Yeah.
I also like before this how Alexis said that she used to do this. She was hired once to promote Heart Blaster Energy Drink at a Third Eye Blind concert, which was super fun.
Yeah.
I just love that some company would name it that.
Uh-huh.
So that's it. So Stevie doesn't volunteer, but doesn't seem to...
She's voluntold.
Yeah, right,
like
exactly.
That phrase.
Yeah, she doesn't put up a fight. They've all agreed that this is her job.
Yeah.
And now we're into it. Show title comes up. And now...
We're off to Patrick's one bedroom, I guess.
I mean, it is a bedroom.
Right. I'm just wondering, is he only renting a room? Does he have access to other space in this area?
Well,
I don't know.
We don't see any more than like two walls.
Yeah.
We see the wall that the bed's against and then the door.
Right. Yeah.
But I don't know. That's actually a good question. I don't know if there's like an adjoining bathroom or if he has to. No, this is answered because Ray says that he has seen David walk from the bathroom.
Oh, right. Yeah, so, from the bedroom to the bathroom.
So it really is like
Patrick. I thought it was just because he was barging into the room.
Oh.
So often. No, but I assumed
he was walking down the hall.
Yeah.
Yeah, this really is, it's a very bizarre scenario. Like,
well, it's like renting a room. Like, no. People do that, I guess.
I know, but I'm just surprised that Patrick, we don't know a whole lot about him, but that he would have thought that this was a great idea. Or stuck this out for as long as he has.
Right, but at the time, if you're not really seeing anyone or in a relationship and you're just new in town and trying to establish yourself and everything, renting a room would make sense.
No,
I think, gradually it would get more complicated. Obviously, we're seeing that now because he's in a relationship. But, yeah, I don't necessarily think, you know, he doesn't need a house.
No, I know, but wouldn't you want some, like...
Oh, some sort of privacy? 100%. But he was also working at Ray's. Like, David went in and met him there.
I understand.
So you live right upstairs.
But I got to tell you, the first time I walk downstairs and there's some bizarre photo shoot going on, I'm contemplating maybe finding a place that have a bathroom.
Maybe he was sort of contemplating for a little while, but just hadn't made the move yet.
You know what? You're right. Plus, now he's owning a business.
Right.
We're not sure how that business is doing.
You're always hard on the business.
I know. But we get to see where he lives, and it's super. It is like an old lady's room.
Oh, yeah. It's like flowered wallpaper and stuff.
Even the bed, like the shiny gold bed, like a headboard. Yeah. It looks really funny, and he and David are in bed, and of course, Ray bursts in saying knock, knock.
Right, and no, he's only doing that because Patrick has already had a conversation with him about this.
And that was the solution.
Right, that was his solution. But he's saying it as he barges in.
Yes, before he never even said knock, knock, I guess. He just walked right in whenever he wanted to.
Yeah. But yeah, he's making breakfast. He wants to know if he should make extra for them.
Yep.
To which they kind of say no, and then...
Kind of say no. Yeah, it's really like, I have eggs, or I have pancakes. What do you guys want? Like, really good host, I guess.
Yeah. Or roommate. Like, I don't know. Is he really a host? I feel like he's more of a roommate.
Yeah, I guess he is more of a roommate.
Yeah, a housemate.
A roommate that you're paying rent to, though.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So, yeah. And then this is where it is brought up. Like Ray does bring up the fact that David talks a lot about food and how much he's eating and everything like that. And he does make the comment that he's seen David walking
from the bedroom to the shower.
From the bedroom to the shower.
And he looks fine.
And he looks fine. Yes. Yeah. It's lovely. It's so much fun. And I do have to say, in any episode, if you want to win me over on an episode, put Ray in.
Ray's always fun. Yeah, we don't see him a ton, but he is always a lot of fun. And of course, this scene's great when he's constantly like door open or closed.
Yep.
Because he comes back multiple times. You know, he doesn't have eggs, but he does have pancake mix. And, you know, he is in and
but
out
then he
several
finds
times.
The eggs, but they've been
but
out
they've been
for
in
days.
The pantry out for days. So it's basically like, take your chances.
Yep. It's pretty gross.
So finally, Patrick sort of says, maybe we need to look for an apartment.
Right. Yes.
He's had enough.
After David says, are the pancakes still on the table? Which I thought was great.
Right.
David is all about this. If Ray's going to make you breakfast, you take advantage of that.
Yeah.
So speaking of breakfast, Ronnie and Moira are
dining together. Yep. At the cafe.
And
Moira is telling her Bosnia stories.
Yep. We'll get more into that later on.
Yeah.
And Jocelyn comes in.
Oh, and she
baby.
Also wants, although Twyla kind of gets in on the mix, too.
Oh, yeah, Twyla's there when we start.
Moira tries to order a kifla.
Uh-huh. What is that?
I don't know. It's some kind of Bosnian dish, I guess.
Right.
I didn't look it up. I just like the name of it. A kifla.
It sounds light.
Maybe it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right,
we
great.
Didn't look it up.
Nope.
So,
why are we doing that research?
Why aren't we?
I don't know. Why would we?
I just show up.
I know you just show up. I like how you're taking all the responsibility off of yourself.
Right.
You're like, facts are wrong. Not my fault.
Nope.
Not my department.
Nope. I just show up. But yes. And speaking of just showing up, Jocelyn shows up, as you mentioned, with the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
First time we're seeing the baby.
We don't really see the baby. The baby's just kind of in stroller. Get a good look. But she's out and about with the baby.
It's insinuated that a baby is in that stroller. Yes. That's what I mean.
Yes.
And she is... It's not a cat sweatshirt today.
Yeah,
it's flowers.
I thought it was a kitty. I thought there was a white kitty on it.
A white cat?
I thought. There was a white kitty and flowers. I thought. I could be wrong, though.
No. You know what?
I looked and I was pretty sure there was a kitty.
I was sitting far away, and I was not wearing my glasses.
Oh, man. You're so old.
Well, I can't look at my computer screen with my glasses because I need them for distance.
Oh,
so it's more important for me to see what I'm typing.
Nobody wants to hear how old and decrepit we are. But yeah, anyway, I don't know. But I think she had a kitty on, a white kitty on her shirt, but with flowers as well.
Either way, it's terrible. Either way, it's an awful sweatshirt. Again,
yeah.
Her hair continues to expand. I think it's bigger this episode than it was the last time we saw
her. Yeah, she's flustered. She's a new mom.
Oh, no. Right.
And the baby, while she's at the cafe, just starts crying.
Yes.
But she's saying, I don't think I can get to Jazzy Gal's rehearsal. I don't have a sitter. Roland had to do some other work. I just don't think I can get there. Mm-hmm. To which Moira and Ronnie are like, whatever, not a big deal.
We can handle
it doesn't
this.
Matter. Like, we don't need you, basically.
Right.
And it was their 9-inch nails rehearsal.
That's the biggest thing. She's going to miss that. It's a medley.
Mm-hmm.
So they're taking multiple songs and string them together. I would love to know where they're going to perform this.
They
I
did mention.
Oh,
I
did
think,
they?
Yeah,
okay.
I didn't write it down. I didn't really catch it and didn't write it down.
I hope it was some sort of retirement community. I think that would be great.
Yeah. And Twyla, they said it's not a big deal, too, because Twyla knows the solo. She kind of sings it quietly along when Jocelyn sings it. And
Jocelyn gets Jocelyn quite
says?
A dig
she doesn't
in on
even
Twyla.
Really sing it quietly.
Yeah. Poor Twyla this episode. She gets so beat up.
Yeah, Twyla does get a little beat up. And she's the nicest person.
It's a shame. Yeah, I always feel bad if anybody has anything. You know, like early on, when Alexis wasn't all that great to Twyla, I felt so bad.
Yeah.
And this whole episode, like later on when she's crying, I'm like, how dare you do that to Twyla?
Oh, wow. You're a big Twyla fan. Patrick, not so much. Twyla, you're all in her court.
Yes. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Twyla and Ray. If there was a spinoff just called Twyla and Ray,
it would be fun.
I would totally, knowing what happens with Twyla, maybe Ray has fallen on hard times. All of his businesses have failed, and he needs to take a job at the diner.
Oh.
Sorry, cafe. I would watch that.
Yeah. Okay.
Folks.
Well, they need to work on that.
Canadian television executives
that are listening right now,
please get on that.
Yep. So anyway, we're back to the motel office.
Right.
And Amir has arrived.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing we didn't mention either, too, as we started off, is Alexis is still the same day because she's in her very sequiny dress.
Oh, okay.
Which is just fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like how she's very dressed up for this occasion.
Yeah. I mean, this is, I know we get a lot, like sometimes we get hung up on how much time has passed. If I'm not wrong, this is all happening in a single day. Like they're looking at that apartment later that day. When they're in Jazzy Gal's rehearsal, it is later that day. They're going to lunch and then they're also going to dinner.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it takes place over the course of an entire day and we sort of wrap up that evening.
Yeah. Yeah. So Amir has arrived.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Johnny introduces himself. Roland
introduces
himself as the guest service liaison.
Yeah, because Stevie is the plant, she's not there. She's not part of this motel.
Yeah.
And the three of that, like, they're all tripping over themselves
to just be as hospitable
as possible.
Yep.
And you're right, Roland pretends to be French and has an accent briefly that he then drops when we cut back.
Yeah.
It's totally gone.
He's really funny. It's little glimpses of him, but he's very funny and very cute.
Yeah. So let's talk about Amir Kaplan.
If we must.
You know what? I really had some problems trying to think about how to approach this
I know.
Character. Because it's like,
We have to be neutral, I think.
I think we have to at first. But, like, most of the, I'm going to say, I don't think anybody's going to disagree, most of the bad characters, like, you know, not...
Claire? Sebastian Rain?
Right, yeah, that's what I mean. Most of them are one episode characters.
Yeah.
And they're introduced as pretty terrible people right away.
But so they're but they're still, like... Well, I didn't love Sebastian Rain, but, like, Claire was funny,
her character was great. Yeah. Right, yes.
Sebastian Rain, he was not likable one little bit. Yeah. She wasn't either, but she was just such a character that,
you know. And I should have probably said some sort of content warning, because I know there's at least one listener.
One listener.
Who, no.
One out of the five people that tune in.
There's at least one listener who
who's actually listening and watching in real time.
For the first time.
Yeah.
And I should have said, please don't listen
spoiler
to anything
alert.
We're going to say. So maybe
hit
that little like 15
skip
button.
Yeah.
But this is the first character that is around for a while. And since we've seen it, we know what happens.
Right. But yeah, we just have to stay neutral.
Initially,
right now.
Initially I was like, oh, I like this
He's
character.
Lovely
yes,
initially. He really
exactly.
is. He's a lovely person.
All right. Okay.
But you didn't really give us any background on him.
Yes,
so go ahead.
Yes.
Who is he and tell us all about him?
So this actor is called Ennis Esmer. And he got a start on TV way back in 2003 on Queer as Folk. He was in a couple of movies real quick. The Cheetah Girls movie.
Oh.
That one just jumped out at me.
Fun.
And he was in a film called Welcome to Mooseport, a movie with Ray Romano in it.
Oh.
And this movie's only real claim to fame is that it was so bad, it drove Gene Hackman into retirement.
Oh.
Like, it really was. After this movie, he's like, I'm not doing this anymore, and totally retired. He's appeared in shows that we've discussed regularly, like Decoys, Flashpoint, Nikita, Lost Girl, Baroness Von Sketch Show, Dark Matter, Blind Spot, and Murdoch Mysteries. And his most recent role is a semi-regular in a series called Children Ruin Everything, starring the aforementioned Claire.
Hmm. Fun.
So that's it. Okay.
Yeah.
So now we can get into it.
All right.
So he's
arrived, like you said. They're kind of tripping all over themselves, trying to welcome him. And they take him to their most deluxe suite, which I really, like, wonder, is there anything different about this room?
No.
Probably not,
I'm gonna
right?
say no.
Right? You know.
Without even seeing it,
yeah,
I will say no.
Yeah, but it's suite number 4.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, it's next to Stevie, who ends up coming out. And, of course, it's a really awkward interaction because Stevie tends to be a little awkward, especially when she's forced into doing something that's not in her character.
Yeah, this is really Stevie's acting debut.
Oh, it's totally. Yeah, because she talks about how it's clean and there's good service.
Right, yes. But it starts out awkward, but soon they just have
they
some
hit
really,
it off
like,
immediately.
Delightfully playful banter.
Yeah, and, like, nice chemistry right away.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I wrote, like, they immediately hit it off. Like, it's very, like, cute and flirty, and you kind of instantly see Stevie sort of soften.
Yep.
You know, like, she's usually a little bit more, like, you know, we see, like, the sarcastic,
abrasive.
A little more abrasive, like, but lovingly abrasive Stevie. And you kind of see her soften very quickly and go right into a more flirty kind of... kind of place.
Yeah.
Which,
and I mean,
we really haven't seen her in a lot of, like, we've seen her with Jake, obviously, as, like, a relationship, and, like,
but that was
David,
weird.
Which
like,
is, like, a relationship, but not, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And that's really it. And she and Jake certainly did not have this kind of flirty banter and forth that we've ever seen anyway.
In the Jake thing, everyone was so awkward except for Jake.
Right, yeah. So, I mean, we've never really seen her in any kind of...
This reminds me of early Stevie David.
Mm-hmm.
But that was even a bit
more... But it wasn't, because she was, you know, he was asking for towels thrice,
harsh.
And she was sarcastic right from the start.
Well, I'm not saying that early.
Yeah.
But even then, it was a little more biting between the two of them. Like you said, this does feel a little softer.
This feels more natural. Yeah. And maybe it's because she knows, too, like, she's supposed to be acting as and being this plant. But I think she kind of falls into something very natural.
No, I think
she forgets that she's a plant
there for a minute or two while they're talking.
Yeah.
Until she has to go back to ending this in an awkward way, like going back to her room, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So now let's cut to David's room or the kid's room.
The kid's room.
Where Alexis comes in and asks, maybe I wasn't listening. I have a question for you.
Okay.
Why does she want David out of the room?
Because they have a VVIP staying and his vibe can be intense.
Oh, that's it? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Because later on she
basically
talks about...
just doesn't want his intense vibe around the motel when they are trying to impress this travel blogger.
First of all, understandable. David could blow this whole thing.
I
get it. Because later on she's talking about expanding her home office. And I was like, is she already trying to get him out just so she can
deal with this
situation?
Well, but then he mentions, like, well, you know, we're actually going to be apartment hunting and everything.
Yes.
So he brings that up, to which then she's like, oh my gosh, like, this is a big deal. You guys are actually, like, looking at apartments and...
Right, yes. Yeah. I mean, she says all that, but the way she starts this is one of the most bizarre things I think I've ever heard a human being say, when she says... Did I leave a Q-tip in my ear, or did I hear you say that you're getting an apartment? Like, what? That's not a real saying.
Yeah, I don't know.
Crazy.
Yeah,
like I've never heard that. I think it's really funny. Because it almost sounds like something that an alien would think is a saying that people might use.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, an alien that's been around for a little bit.
Okay.
But it's so strange, and I don't know why she says it. I don't know who wrote that line, but it's really fun.
Yeah.
So she is excited to expand to her home office, and she's really, like, supportive of him with this whole thing. She's like, listen, your boyfriend has asked you to move in with him. You should totally do it.
Right. Yeah. She also makes mention of her. There's a little bit of name dropping, Third Eye Blind, and we hear about Adam Levine and going for bubble tea. You know.
What's bubble tea? Do you know what that is?
I think it's like that. I could be wrong.
It might be
like the boba stuff that we have a kid that's into boba.
So,
like,
you think before it was really called boba and caught
I'm
on?
I'm not sure.
They were
I could be wrong.
Calling it bubble tea.
Maybe, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, okay. No, you're.
It's like whatever else. I just show up. I didn't research it.
I didn't even have a guess.
Yeah.
So even if you're wrong, you thought about it more than I did.
Yeah.
Okay.
We will research all these things.
We need to stop telling people how little work we're doing here.
Well, I do the littlest amount of work, the smallest. I watch the show and then I begrudgingly sit in the closet to talk about it.
I feel like you're saying all of this now so that anybody that reaches out is like, you know what Paul messed up? You know what Paul should have done? You should have taken just a few more minutes.
Do you remember the one time I commented and I said, we know Carla's always right? To which somebody put, like, a laughing emoji.
Because I know you're not doing any research.
All right. But, yeah, so anyway. But they have a nice little interaction.
Sure.
Like, she's, like you said, she is very supportive.
Yeah, she's supportive. But then, of course, it has to be funny where she's talking about expanding her
girl boss. She's a girl boss.
Yes.
Yeah.
So now, hey, let's go to the Jazzigal Studio.
Studio.
Yep, I'm calling it a studio.
Oh, or the town hall. Okay. One or the other. To which Moira is really directing this whole rehearsal. She's kind of like has her little stand and everything.
Yeah.
She is being the Jocelyn, I guess. Correcting Ronnie.
Right.
Because, you know, she said it's kiss you like an animal.
Right.
To which I love when Ronnie's like, I'll remember it the day of.
I love that. I would have loved to hear Ronnie sing it the right way.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been super fun.
Yeah.
But it's enough just to imagine her singing it. Makes it
great. Yeah. But Jocelyn shows up because she found a sitter. It was a pet sitter that she found on an ad on a telephone pole.
Yep, sure.
She doesn't even know the person's name. But she took a chance.
I can't believe she left her kid with a stranger. Like a stranger / pet sitter.
She's desperate.
Yeah, I know.
She is a desperate new mom who needs a break from her baby.
And you know what?
I mean, still, I don't know how many people would just leave their kid with a random name from a telephone pole, but she's desperate. You can tell.
No, of course.
And Roland also, doesn't do anything because now he's
working at the motel now.
Like, and then maybe, when he's not, he's probably at council meetings and doing other things for the town. So
I feel
he
like Roland should have asked for some paternity leave. And I feel like there are some jokes to be had if that had been a thing.
Yeah.
But anyway, whatever. You're right. She's stuck
at
home with that kid.
I bet in Canada they do have. I bet they have. They have fantastic leave. Oh.
I mean, it's not like
for
the 8 hours
new mothers
that
and maternity.
We get here.
Yeah, like I bet they have a great paternity leave as well. Right. Yeah, you have your baby, and it's like, well, 6 weeks are up. Good luck.
Oh, I was going to say later that afternoon you have to go back to
practically,
work.
Practically, it feels like that. But yeah, no, that would have been kind of a fun spin.
Yeah.
But yeah, he isn't, you know, there's not even ever a conversation or anything where he's like, you know, the two of them are having a conversation and he's saying like, well, I'm really busy and I need to be at the motel or, you know, but yeah, it doesn't seem like he's really able to pitch in very much and help support her.
I mean, this job, it started out as, I know he said like, I have a baby on the way, I need the money and everything. Right. It seems like he's just looking for something to do. Like, it really does. Sometimes it just seems like Roland just needs something else
to
occupy
busy,
his
think.
Time.
Yeah.
Right. Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Washing his truck daily isn't doing it for him anymore.
Yeah. But the issue is by the time Jocelyn shows up for rehearsal, rehearsal's basically over.
Yeah.
They had moved the rehearsal because they started early because Ronnie had a massage scheduled for her sciatica.
Well, and also Twyla had
to get back to the cafe.
I mean, she's basically running that entire cafe.
Yeah, to which Jocelyn is, and rightfully so, incredibly upset.
Yeah.
Because clearly they could not make any changes for her to accommodate her situation. But they're accommodating massages in the cafe. Mm-hmm. And she pretty much has a meltdown.
Yeah.
She calls them all B words.
Yeah. And not the B word. She says literally,
acting
like you've
B-words.
All been acting like a bunch of B words.
Yeah. But yeah, she
and
just...
she storms off. But then thankfully, Moira's like, listen,
Moira
I'll go handle this.
Right.
You girls all, whatever, go to your massages and do your thing.
Yeah. But we didn't. Yeah. We have a couple more scenes
until they all come back together.
She really just and rightfully so. I totally understand that. And I'm kind of thinking like, I don't know, that kid was crying. Maybe he just is fussy a lot. But, like, you'd think she would be able to come and, I don't know, you're in a space with a whole bunch of women who I can't imagine would be upset about having to, like, hold a baby or comfort a baby when it's not their turn, you know, to sing or perform or, you know, you would think that as a bunch of other women and potentially mothers, they would be willing to support her. But it seems like they're not.
The pushback I would have with that is
she's not asking. Right.
But and also I think that they think they're actually doing her a favor by saying you don't need to be here. Go do what you have to do.
I think it's a little
we
mix
will
of
figure
both.
This out.
Yeah.
Like I can understand it from her point of view as well, but also they know they can do this on their own, and I feel like they think that they're giving her a break by not making her
No, I see it from both sides, though. Because anybody who's been a parent, you know that, like, when someone's trying to, like, have those first... And she's a little bit of an older mom, too, of course. You know, there's a huge gap between Mutt and this new baby. It's been a really long time since she's been a new mom. And, you know, like, also, like, anybody who's been a parent, and even people that aren't, are intuitive to that.
Sure.
You know, you would think that they would, when she's saying, like, I don't have a sitter, they would brainstorm and say, well, why don't you just come anyway? Let's see how it goes, or bring the baby, or... But yes, I agree with you. I think they are trying to take a load off of her.
What's Eric up to? What's he... Where's he been for three seasons?
Right. Yeah. But yeah, so I definitely can see from both sides.
I like to think that Eric was the pet sitter that she got.
Oh, I think she made reference to a woman, but I could be wrong. Right. Maybe she didn't at all.
That's fine.
I'm not sure. Okay. But anyway, we go back to the office.
Right.
I love how Stevie said that she's had a nap and a beer.
Right.
And now she needs $40 for lunch. It's like it's literally like she's a child, like asking dad for money.
It's very cute. Fun. It's very cute. And finally, she's really embraced this whole idea of being a plant where she's like, I'm stuck in a room.
Right.
I have to pretend I'm staying here. So I'll take a nap. Like, that sounds great.
And she kind of lets them know. And they were like, why do you need money for lunch? And she said, well, Amir's invited me to lunch. And instantly, everybody, John, I think it's just Johnny and Roland are there in the beginning, right. But then Alexis comes in and they're mm-hmm. all assuring her, like, you do not need to go to lunch with him. Like, we don't know him that well. Like, this is not a good right. idea. You shouldn't go to lunch. Don't feel like you need to do this. And Stevie's like, no, I want to. Right. So she is consistently reassuring them that she actually is very interested in this
multiple
lunch.
Times. And then, like you said, Alexis walks in and Alexis is like, what's going on
right,
here? And
right.
then she really has to come out and say, I want to go to lunch with this guy. Can I have
$50? $50. And Johnny's like, I thought you needed $40. And she said, well, I also need shampoo.
Right.
Yeah, so I guess she gets her money
really well.
Because the next scene is at the cafe
and they
are enjoying their lunch together.
Right, yes. It is fun, too, because, I don't know, he's just talking about his job, which sounds uninteresting, and he's making it sound as uninteresting as possible. Mm-hmm. He's not really wowing her with his conversational
yeah,
skills.
Yeah, but she seems very confident and flirty.
Yeah, they're very cute together.
Yeah.
This is just a really nice scene of, you know, Stevie talking to someone who is not a member of this family, which rarely,
or this town.
If ever, happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just talking about what we see
mm-hmm.
And have seen. And, yeah, they're having a great time. There are occasions, though, where she does sort of have to, again, be this plant where
uh-huh.
she's like, I'm driving to meet my sister in Florida.
Right. Yeah.
I even find it hard to believe that Stevie would be this bad and uh-huh. thinking of a place that is the farthest from where they could possibly be
mm-hmm.
than Florida.
Yeah. But yeah, so eventually she has to get to the point where she can't take it anymore. She just admits that she's a plant.
Mm-hmm.
And she kind of gets up to leave because she just assumes he's not going to want
right.
to continue this conversation. But he asks her to stay and he welcomes her company.
Yeah.
So
you know what I was thinking about during this scene? Could you imagine if Roland and Stevie were pulled over by the police together? Like, they would be the worst in making up some sort of
Yeah, like
story.
A raw milk situation.
Yes, right, yeah. exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's really nice. He calls her a beautiful woman, which mm-hmm. is very sweet. And, you know, it's just great. And they're sitting down and they're going to have lunch together.
Mm-hmm.
So
now we're back at Jocelyn.
Yes,
now
because
we see that
Moira kind of brings Jocelyn
yes.
back in. And, like, she brings her in to sort of come clean and then is, like, pretty much coaching her up to yell at everybody individually.
Yeah, well, she kind of said, like, she's having trouble being honest and authentic
right.
and her voice isn't being heard
mm-hmm.
and she needs help. But then, yeah, like, Jocelyn just kind of goes off and basically criticizes Ronnie.
Starts with Ronnie.
Criticizes Twyla.
Mm-hmm.
Criticizes Moira.
Right.
And, like, eventually we see Twyla's wiping away tears,
yes.
as you alluded to earlier.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, like it's a little bit of a tough situation, but I don't know, maybe Jocelyn's getting her feelings
she's
out.
She's letting off some steam.
Yeah.
And you know, you're not really going to hurt Ronnie because
yeah.
if you tried, she'd punch you or something if it was really bad. But also, you know, Moira can't really take it.
Completely. Yeah.
Yes. But,
she's
apparently those Bosnia
oblivious.
Stories are a bit much.
Oh, I'm
Everyone's
sure.
Everyone's had enough of this.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you're right, Twyla cries. It's very sad.
Yeah.
So now let's go to apartments.
Apartment hunting.
Let's go look at apartments.
Cute little building.
Mm-hmm. And so it's David and Patrick.
And eventually we see who their realtor is, which why would it make...
yes.
Wouldn't make sense for it to be anyone but Ray.
I'm such an idiot watching this. The reveal of Ray really got me
uh-huh.
last night watching it.
Oh.
I thought it was so funny.
Uh-huh.
And I forgot. I'm like, yeah, he is the only game in town. Of course
mm-hmm.
he would be here. But just the fact that they're talking about Ray and about staying with Ray.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's... They just, like, move,
and
he's
him.
Just there.
Yeah. Yep.
It's super great.
Yeah.
And Ray says that he's, you know, he has mixed feelings because he's very upset, but also he gets the commission,
mm-hmm.
which it's so much
yeah.
fun.
Yeah.
I just, this is such a great scene. I think
uh-huh.
this entire scene
yeah.
of the reveal of this apartment and the three of them interacting is one of the best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's an open concept apartment because it's basically like a...
It's a one-room,
loft
basically.
Kind of
yes.
Loft, I guess? You can't even really call it a loft kind of space, right? A loft to me is like high ceiling, open. So it's basically just like a one room apartment.
A loft to me is an area where you might even have a loft.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like you would, and if you don't, you'd have the room for a loft. Yeah. This is just a one. I remember going to look at a place like this where it was just, a single room. Mm-hmm. And my bed would have been on one side, and on the other side is like, you know, a stove and a refrigerator.
Yeah.
Which is
again,
fine.
That's all he needs. He doesn't need anything fancy.
No, definitely. Yeah. And again, I don't know how well their business is doing.
Oh, my God. Yep. So they allude to the fact that this is the penthouse, because it's on the third,
the third floor. Of three floors.
But Patrick really likes it. Like, he goes in and looks around, and
I gotta tell you, that fireplace. Openness.
Yeah, the fireplace is really
it's
nice.
Great. I would love to live in a place that has a fireplace. We don't have one.
I know. That was on my wish list, and it didn't happen.
Still don't have a fireplace, everybody.
Yeah.
Maybe by the end of this podcast, we'll have a... No. Probably think we're not getting a fireplace in a year? I don't know about that.
I don't know.
All right.
COVID's kind of ruined a lot of things. It might ruin that.
Our fireplace dreams.
But, Patrick really likes it. Mm-hmm. He's kind of excited and eager. And kind of like to all the positives he says, David doesn't really come out and say negatives, but you can tell that David is not vibing with this place at all.
Oh, no, no.
It's not nearly what he is anticipating. He's looking for something that is like his style. And
this is
certainly
like
is
his
not.
Motel room with a kitchen.
Yeah.
Like, that's exactly what this
it's
is.
It's nicer. It's nicer. It's not. It has a fireplace. It's not like teal walls.
Yeah, no, I guess. And your sister's not there.
Right.
So there's that.
Yeah.
But no. Yeah, it's not working. I love the tiny closet.
Oh, like the step-in closet? Yeah, because I think it's David that asked about the closet.
Mm-hmm.
To which, I mean, it literally, you can hang like five shirts in
there. Oh, yeah.
You know,
no.
It's the tiniest closet ever.
Right.
So it's what they call a step-in closet.
You know, David could still use the room at the motel where Stevie's having him hold his clothes. I like to think that even though the motel's booked, nobody's allowed to rent that room because it's full of David's clothes.
Yeah. But Patrick kind of says it's pretty perfect. And David says, yep, it's pretty.
Yep.
So yeah, they're definitely vibing differently
on
this place.
Right. Yes. But now let's go back to the motel, where I think it's very adorable how
they've
the
come
three
back
of
from
them,
their lunch.
Yeah, and but they're all like waiting outside together for Stevie to return.
Yeah.
They were worried about her. They don't, you know.
Yeah, it was very cute.
She goes to lunch with this strange guy. I mean, they do know that he writes a blog. It's not like he's some weird drifter that came into town.
Yeah, but still.
Yeah, no. Yeah. I think it's very cute how concerned they are.
Yep. So, Roland announced and shared that he turned down the bed, but he didn't have any chocolates, so he left a doggy bag of pot roast on the pillow.
Yep.
Right. Yeah. Ew.
This is
gross.
So much fun because, of course, now those three are the only three that are still playing this weird game.
Right. Yes.
But I love how Amir plays it up.
And
he's
refers
like,
to
oh,
her as Miss Felmington
and
everything.
Yes. And he's like, can Roland call the cafe and
make a dinner reservation?
And just the fact that they're like, well, how does they have to clear it with Stevie first without letting on as to what's happening?
And he wants afternoon tea or English tea, I think.
English tea,
Says it? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He makes all these special requests, which Stevie's like, yep, no, I'm okay with all of this.
It's really great. It's super fun. I love it. And I also love how Stevie takes advantage to not talk to Alexis, because Alexis is even like, can I talk to you? She's like, no, I'm going to go to my room. And of course, Alexis can't say anything to that.
Right.
It's great.
Yeah.
So now let's let's go back to the apartment.
Yes. It's because like an episode of House Hunters,
which
David makes reference to.
Right. Patrick really likes this place.
Yeah.
Like he's all on board.
And the reason David references House Hunters is because he's saying, shouldn't we look at least three places? You know, and he kind of like ticks off all the different types of places you might look at on House Hunters.
Did I ever tell you, or did Barb tell you about how they wanted to use her house for House Hunters? Were you there?
I don't think so.
Oh.
Well, why are we having this conversation right now?
Because I'm thinking about House Hunters.
Oh, okay.
And I want to tell everybody. Oh. I mean, I don't want to ruin the illusion of House Hunters.
Oh, but, I think everybody knows it's fake.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. So the House Hunters people called her because she had this like cool log cabin-y house. Mm-hmm. And it had already been sold, but they wanted to use it for an episode. They wanted people to come in and look around her house.
Yeah. Usually I think they show three houses and usually the people have already committed to one already theirs. And then they pick like two other places and
Okay. All right. So I'm not shattering the illusion for anyone.
I don't think so, but maybe.
All right. Well,
I don't think anybody really truly believes reality TV. So.
Okay. All right.
But yeah, so they are still touring, to which David wonders how they're still on this effing tour.
Oh yeah, David says fuck twice in this episode. I was very surprised because it's at the, and it's all basically about Ray because it's at the beginning when he knock comes in and then it is now, which I was very surprised by.
Yeah.
And we can't hear Ronnie say it once.
I know, right? Yeah.
But this is really great because this is where the curtain bathroom is introduced.
Yes, the curtain to the bathroom. Yeah, and it's like legit a curtain. I couldn't remember if it was like one of those accordion style doors that folds.
Right.
We were in a place before where that was the bathroom door.
That I did not like.
And it
was
a motel.
Yeah.
It was a motel in...
it was a weird motel.
Yeah.
Remember it had like a sunken bedroom? It was just like
I don't remember that, but
down.
I just remember the door. Yeah. The door to the bathroom.
That's
was
the
like
only thing worth
an accordion style folding door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the place where we went out to eat at night, and the wait staff stared at us the whole time because we were the only ones left. And it was like 9 o'clock.
I don't even know if it was. Yeah. I don't even know if it was 9 o'clock.
It was a weird. It was a weird vibe.
It was like a Pleasantville town.
Yeah. It was a town that
That's
was gorgeous it and it all shut down at 9 o'clock. We walked through that town at like 9:30. There was not a human being around.
Yeah.
It's very strange.
Yep.
We're lucky we're still here today.
Oh, wow. Yeah. they did have the curtain to the bathroom.
Yes. And they make Ray go in the... Well, they don't make
he
him...
He volunteers to go in there as they're discussing. He's like, I'll just wait in the bathroom.
Right.
And then he asks if he wants the curtain opener, if they want the curtain opener closed.
It's so cute. And they have a discussion because now it is revealed that they're
both...
This is
both like the reality
on the...
Patrick is into this place. David kind of admits he's not into this place.
Right.
And David finally now is just learning that Patrick is interested in this place.
Just for him. Right.
This is not a joint effort.
Yes.
So he has to kind of break that news.
Right. And I don't think anyone is to blame here. For David to jump to this conclusion, I don't think is a huge jump. And
but the way Patrick said it, he said,
right,
we need to go look for an apartment.
Right.
Like he didn't say, it looks like I need to find a new place to live.
Yeah.
So I do feel like in his... I'm sure he wasn't meaning to deceive him.
Right, exactly.
But just in the way he said it, I totally understand why David would think like, oh, wow, this is exciting. Like,
no, and you also understand, though, why Patrick would want David to come along.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been...
And like he said, you're going to be spending time here.
He must have been spending a lot of time at Ray's.
I guess.
I love how it took this long for us to see Patrick's living situation.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's so much fun.
Yeah, because Patrick is almost even surprised. Like, wow, are you really ready to move in with me?
Yeah.
Like, you know, so.
And then David plays it off kind of fun. And I love how then Ray's like, I could hardly hear you guys behind this
behind
curtain.
This curtain. Yes.
And I did see, I'm not trying to call anybody, especially Ray, a liar here, because maybe this was the closet. I noticed there were like slatted doors behind Patrick when they're talking. So like in the bedroom area, there was like doors that were slatted.
Oh, I didn't really notice
like,
that.
Was that? That wasn't the closet they went to.
The closet
so
they went
like,
to
oh,
was
that
the
a
other
second
side,
closet?
Like,
or maybe like so many apartments, maybe that's the place where like the heater is and the hot water, whatever it is. So
yeah, I don't know.
That's all. All right. So now let's go back to the motel. It's now evening. The entire day has passed, as
there's
we said.
There's press to read.
Yep, press.
Exciting press.
Very exciting press and very interesting press. Like, I don't know how often Amir refers to and uses the owner's name.
Yeah, I don't
in
know.
This. I found that really interesting how Johnny Rose is mentioned by name in this.
I liked the fact that she said there's press to read and Moira said, oh gosh, have I died again?
Right, yes.
But yeah, they got a really good review. He did his review. I mean, I guess he's just basically like staying the night and moving on. Like, I mean, right. Obviously, I guess he's not lingering over in these towns when he's
there
staying.
Overnight.
Well, right.
It's
and when like did he even have time to write this when he was lunching and dinnering and having tea with Stevie? So I don't know when he squeezed that into his day, but
well,
he must have. I guess when she was napping and having beer.
You're ready to write your review. If you've already been here and you've met these three weirdos, and then you've gone, you've had tea, you've gone and had lunch and dinner at the same wonderful establishment. Like, he's already lived an entire day here at Schitt's Creek. I think he's ready to write this review.
Yeah, but he said it was a must stay. Mm-hmm. And Alexis was reading the review, and David kind of said, like, was he comparing this to a haunted house? And then David also kind of ends with him saying, like, and why? Where can I sign up for this turndown service? And he said, is there a clipboard or something?
Which
alluding
is
alluding back to their car clipboard of when they needed to use it.
Super fun.
Yeah, and that's when it ends. That wrapped everything up.
Yeah, that's how this episode ends.
Yeah.
Wow, this is so great.
So at the end of every episode, we will rank our Schitt's Creek episodes from the best Schitt's Creek episode ever to the least best Schitt's Creek episode ever. So Carla, I'm gonna get lazy here. If this episode were a door, would you want it open or closed? And I don't know which is better. I mean, I guess for this, closed is better, but you know, an open door.
Right. Yeah.
You know, that might be more of a positive.
Well, you alluded to the beginning that you thought so far this was one of the better episodes in season 5.
Sure.
And I could probably agree with that. Just because, again, I know we kind of talked about we were not super into the Croning.
Right.
So, yeah, the first episode I really was not a huge fan of. Mm-hmm. And even the Love Letters episode, like, there were very cute moments and funny moments, again, because David and Stevie is always, I think, a favorite combo for us. But, yeah, no, I definitely think this is kind of getting us onto a little bit more of an upswing. And I did. I liked this episode a lot. Mm-hmm. I think it's cute and funny.
You have to do two.
Yeah, I don't know how to do this.
Just like that.
I'm not that bad with technology, but I can't even figure out how to move the cursor on this.
It took me a while
laptop.
Too.
I would probably say I would put this episode. Oh, I have to look.
I'd probably say my new number.
Oh, I don't know. That's a good one. My new number, 16.
16.
I like this one. Yeah.
Okay.
I think this is a fun one.
Great, right?
And I like the Stevie Amir, like the, you know, the little, like, I like watching Stevie in this episode, I think, too. That's, you know, like a fun little part with her. And, and, you know, Ray is always a great addition, like we said.
So, yeah, I think anytime you give Stevie a lot to do, I am excited by that. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that. I'm a little bit lower than you are, but not by much. This is my new 22.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. So, again, I am, like I said from the outset, I was a little bit iffy with season 5, just as a whole. And I'm trying so hard not to look ahead, but every time I go to IMDb to look at this episode, I scroll just a little too far and I see future episodes. So I know there's a lot of good stuff happening. Mm-hmm. I still don't think we're there yet with this.
Yeah.
You know, the other thing is, and we didn't talk about this, or I don't talk about this a whole lot. Season 1 through 3, I probably saw those episodes
a lot.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Probably at least 3 times, and that's like at the low end.
Right.
I think season 5 and 6, this is probably my second to watch.
Do you want to admit that there are some episodes in season 6 I don't know that you've even ever seen once?
Well, you just admitted that. I mean, I wasn't going to admit that. It is because for a time during season 6, my other podcast recording time landed during Schitt's Creek. So there were But I only record that, like this one, every other week. Mm-hmm. So I think there are like 3 episodes that season mm-hmm. that I have not seen yet.
Yeah.
Well,
and you
there we go,
yourself
everybody.
A fan.
Right. That's why I wasn't going to say it, because I don't want people being like, well, who are these people to talk? First
they
of all,
already know.
Yeah, who are these
they
people
know
to
us.
Talk about anything?
And we don't ever claim to be experts. And clearly people are right. saying, like, we're talking about things that seem obvious to them. So, you know, I mean, we know. And I don't think we've ever claimed to, like, have all our facts straight and be experts at all.
No.
And, you know, I mean, we're just doing this for fun because we like to talk about
the
show.
Straight or
yeah.
claim to know how to pronounce anyone's name.
Yeah. So again, right. like it, I think maybe that will put a little bit of a fun spin on when we get to those episodes mm-hmm. that, you know, you can really kind of see it
yeah.
through fresh eyes.
No, definitely. So now that we've moved into the us being defensive part of the podcast, I think it's time to wrap this up. So, everybody, next time we will be discussing the 4th episode of Season 5, The Dress.
Yes.
So, until that time, have a great 2 weeks, everybody.
Paul's going to catch up on Season 6.
You know what? Maybe I should finish this series in advance.
Yeah. And warmest regards to all of you.